B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hi, Jay. I already got a phone ringing.
Hello. Hello. K-Rock, ahoy, you're on the air. Hello.
That's you, ain't it?
That's who?
You already pick up a phone.
Sir?
You called
the radio station, Stan and Haney Show. Stan here, ahoy.
I think I'm next. Talk to some a-hole.
Sir, hello. This is Stan. Hello, you're on the air.
You probably think you're still on hold.
Sir, turn your radio down. Don't listen to what's... You're on the air now. It's you. You're the a-hole. Come on, hey!
I gotta wait through this dumbass. Why don't you just hang up so I can get my turn? Stupid ass.
Wait about 5 seconds here, and we should be okay.
I love you, Nikki. I mean, I'm not on air.
Yes. Ahoy!
Hey! Hey! Ahoy. Hey, how you doing?
How are you, sir? Who's this?
You know who this is.
I also know Nikki.
Yeah.
How can I help you today, sir? You and Nikki.
I love Nikki.
Yeah,
I
can
tell. Nikki.
Yeah. I
love you, Nikki. I hate you, Amy.
Well, let's not bring Amy up into this. Well, is she your ex?
Yeah, but she ain't got no place to stay.
So what, your ex is staying there with you?
Well, what am I going to do, put her on the street?
So you got...
I don't care for her.
Right.
I don't want nothing bad to happen to her.
So you got Nikki and Amy there?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
When you are under my... You're going to follow my rules. I'm the big dog on this chain.
I can smell the alcohol on your breath now.
So whereabouts do you live, sir? What trailer park do you live in?
That's right. You was out here in the house once. What?
I was out. I just took a guess. Are you saying that I was at your house or your trailer? Once.
Well, I don't rightly remember, but it seems like you know where I live, don't you?
No, I don't know. I'm asking, where do you live?
Hey,
what trailer park?
Hey. Whoa. You, my friend, are always welcome. If you ever need a place to stay.
I appreciate that.
Or if you ever are overserved.
Like you?
You need a place to stay. I want you to know you are welcome.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. You got enough
room? I don't do that for just anybody, man.
You got enough room over there for me?
I'll make room.
Well.
I tell him you go stay at a motel. Make some money.
Make some money at a mo. What are you hinting at with her? I don't want to know.
Amy only here. She's here some of the time because sometimes she goes to work.
What does Amy do?
She is. She's in the hospitality business.
Okay, is that where you met Nikki?
Uh-huh.
So you met both of them in the hospitality business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm real close to the motel.
Don't
make no sense to be paying no motel, man, unless you work.
Okay, but I don't have to be.
I got to be honest with you here, brother. me and Amy, we had our time, but Nikki's a whole lot prettier. That's why I prefer Nikki to Amy.
Well, how does Nikki feel about Amy being in the trailer?
But she don't have a whole hell of a lot to say about it. I never thought to ask. Listen, Bubba.
Yeah, yes, sir. Sir, are you sure? I mean, seriously, do you need to be on the phone calling radio stations and screaming? You don't even know when you're on the air. You're screaming around at Nikki and Amy, and you sound three sheets to the wind. I just don't know that this is a good idea for you to be what they call in the business drunk dialing.
Well, I have, sir.
Yes, sir.
I have a very... I nearly killed a man, okay?
You nearly killed a man. You nearly... Should you be even telling me this? I mean, you're obviously intoxicated, and now you're going to tell me a story on how you killed a man? Are you drinking right this second? Are you in your home?
I am in the sanctity of my own damn home.
Oh, all right, so we're not driving anywhere. We're not going anywhere. You're at your...
Sir, I have not driven a vehicle of any kind since I passed away from a heart attack at the age of 36.
Sorry to hear that. Okay, you say...
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, my condolences to the family.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you passed it.
It was a difficult time for us.
I bet it was.
A lot of medical bills.
Yeah. Now let me ask you. You brought up how you almost killed a man. What?
I'm starting. Maybe I ought to feel bad about it. I don't know.
You ought to feel bad if you almost killed a man.
Well, this old boy, he liked to run his mouth, and normally I just let him ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, you know?
Uh-huh.
But last night...
At the bar? Was this at the bar?
Or, yeah, it was at the bar.
Uh-huh.
It was at the bar, and I was rocking the jukebox.
Yeah,
I was playing a lot of my favorite stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's probably one song that you were playing over and over again, wasn't it?
Well, I sometimes I do get fixated.
Okay. And what were you playing? What were you playing last night?
Well, last night I wasn't even fixated. I was, you know, with my hard-earned money, I was playing the jukebox for everybody, and they seemed to be enjoying it. I was playing Nikki. I was playing AC/DC.
Uh-huh.
I was playing Foreigner.
Foreigner.
I was playing Queen. I was playing Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
And this fella said to me,
oh,
and I damn near took his head off. I would give a man fair warning.
You can't use a word like that, sir. Stop using that word.
Which one?
The F word. Don't say that anymore.
Sir, then I completely apologize. I understand that there are FAA regulations against using the F word, and I didn't even know I said it.
It's FCC. Look, I don't... How did you almost kill a man?
I don't even remember saying the word that rhymes with duck. I don't remember, and I apologize. But he accused every band I ever liked of being code word for...
All right, I know the word. I know the word.
Sissies.
Okay, sissies. Sissies. All right, and well, some of them are.
Can I use the term ass bandit? I don't know what you're allowed to say anymore.
Look, You know what? I don't want to know how you almost killed a man.
I've been reprimanded. I've been reprimanded at the bar for saying things I didn't even know I was saying.
Look, it's a different time now, sir. It's a
what
different
time.
What do you do for a living?
I've been hospitality management.
So, Nikki and Amy are in your employ.
Well, I'm a supervisor, yeah.
Okay. And so you were playing music on the jukebox at the bar last night where somebody went and came up and said that these bands are code for sissy people.
Yeah.
All right. And what? How did that lead to you nearly killing a man?
Well, I didn't even think. I nearly took him out.
You punched him?
I did a arm bar, a Russian leg whip, a figure four, Boston crab, you name it, I done it.
Snapmare?
Yep, snapmare.
Uh-huh. Did the cops have to break it up?
What the hell's that one, the Towers of Babylon or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I went old school on this old boy.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody said they didn't know for sure, but that he might have a point. But this is after I destroyed him.
Did you get arrested?
I mean, I come off the top of the bar with the bionic elbow and the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Had a fistful of quarters in there, too. Look, why am I even talking to you about this stuff? Why did you call me?
Well, you know all about the goddamn rock and roll music.
Why did you call me?
Because I want to know if Deep Purple, Rainbow, AC/DC, and all these, and Queen, and all that, Bad Company, if they're all sick.
And Bad Company? Yes, they are.
Is that what Bad Company means? It means you're around a bunch of gobblers?
Well, I live in Southwest Florida, sure. Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once.
listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
For America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. 96.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Very quickly.
This is not a place for children.
This is not. Who are you yelling at on the phone over there?
That was Rose.
Oh, God bless her.
Is she still around?
Yeah, she just wanted to check on an update for the prizes.
She wanted to check. Did she win something?
She did, yeah.
You don't remember Rose?
You gave her some Mel's Diner.
Yeah, I know. And how's she doing?
Oh, she sounded great.
Just effing delightful.
Didn't you explain to her that we would notify her when the company opens?
I did.
Okay. Love you, Rose.
You're the best, Rose.
Headline, Aunt Jemima brand retired.
Oh, no.
Quaker Oats. This is... Wow. Quaker Oats is retiring the 131-year-old Aunt Jemima brand, saying the company recognizes the character's origins are based on racial stereotypes. Just hours later, the owner of Uncle Ben's brand, Rice, said the brand will evolve in response to concerns about racial stereotyping. Quaker Oats, which is owned by PepsiCo, said its overhauled pancake mix and syrup will hit shelves by the fourth quarter of 2020. The company will announce the new name at a later date.
I already know the new name.
What is it?
All of their foods will be known as Mr. Blanding.
Yeah. Carolyn Sherman, a spokeswoman for Mars, which owns Uncle Ben's, says the company is listening to the voice of consumers.
Oh, God.
Especially the black community, and recognizes that now is the right time to evolve the brand, including its visual identity.
Now, I don't know, because I am not a spokesman for nor a member of the black community. I guess maybe I've seen it from the periphery when I've been invited in.
Yeah.
But I was not aware that black people did not like Aunt Jemima pancakes and syrup and Uncle Ben's rice. I wasn't aware that they didn't like those products.
Land O'Lakes announced earlier this year that they would no longer use the Native American woman that has graced its package of butter.
That is not a Native American woman. That looks like a silent film star from the 20s.
That Land O'Lakes lady has been on the butter since the late 1920s.
Yeah.
Gone.
But she's not Native American.
I think it's... show me a big picture.
Well, it depends.
Of the Land O'Lakes lady.
If you look at on the butter itself, it's a white lady. And they've gone through different times where on the package, maybe she gets a little darker.
What? Show me a picture... It's a Native American woman on the Land O' Lakes.
Boy,
he can't find it. You can't find it. Oh, there we go.
That's a silent film star from the 20s.
Find out who the woman is on the Land O' Lakes
Now, they have had it where it looks different than that, but that one stayed the same on the butter itself. Sometimes on the box of butter, it'll look different.
What do you mean, on the butter itself or the box of butter? There's no picture on the butter.
On the wrapper.
On the... Just reporting it. Just reporting it.
It's just sad.
There should be like a Wikipedia on who the lady is, who was the model.
Okay, they're going to do what they're going to do. But I think Land O'Lakes, Aunt Jemima, and Uncle Ben products have served us well for an awful long time.
What do you know?
So her name is Mia, an indigenous woman. First started appearing on labels in 1928.
So she is a Native American.
Indigenous woman. That's what it says.
So she's a Native American.
Indigenous woman.
Did she ever appear in a film?
It just said it was painted by this guy.
It was a painting.
I don't think it was a model.
And the model's name was?
No, I don't think there was a model.
He just did it out of his head?
I guess. Oh, that's what it's saying in this article.
It's how that artist feels a native indigenous woman would look.
Well, there's always somebody like Columbia Pictures. They changed it about 20 years ago. That's Annette Bening holding the torch.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
And they used some other lady before then. I'm not getting any. I'm not getting the answers that I want from him.
When things are working.
It's changed. It's look.
I'm telling you now, it's all going to be under the umbrella Mr. Blanding. And the story of Mr. Blanding is that he has a passion for what doctors call the brat diet. And it's all going to be really plain food that won't upset your stomach. And Mr. Blanding... Well, wasn't born a male. He chose to be a male.
Mr. Blanding.
And he goes by him, it, them. Or is that right?
I don't know.
Hi, I'm Mr. Blanding.
We're going to take a break. Oh, by the way, today on the show, Carly will be joining us later on. Chance for you to win as we play... Are you smarter than Haney?
Have you tried our new deflavored butter and pancake mix?
Also, we have a new bot, Haney, from our friend Funk Turkey. A new bot.
We'd also like to apologize for the different types of rice that have come out in the past couple of years. We're back to deflavored rice.
Right.
It has the consistency of rice and none of the calories.
Here at Mr. Blanding's?
Yes. Here at Mr. Blanding's, our food has no nutritional value.
We'll be back. Mr. Blanding's.
Yep.
I can draw a label for that.
Oh, yeah. You can see the logo,
can't
you?
I can see it
right now. Baseball style.
Yep.
Yep.
Mr. Blanding's.
Yep.
Yep.
Could you do a portrait of Mr. Blanding?
For, like, butter?
Yeah, well, you know, it would be a man who was born a woman, so that means half the head shaved.
I'm just thinking like a hermaphrodite kind of thing. You can't determine sex one way or the other.
Oh, okay. Just doughy.
Doughy.
Like Pat.
Hi. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to have the audio grab back for you in just a second. Also... We'll have something a little bit later on from the local beat. Today, I guess I got to call it Cape Coral beat because crime in some way, shape, or form is increasing in Cape Coral. And I've got a double shot of crime in Cape Coral for you
in a twin spin of crime?
In Cape Coral.
Like a crime mini concert?
Yeah, yes. I could have gone even more. But I'm sticking with two, a twin spin of crime in Cape Coral for the local beat. We also have the new bot.
Of course, that's something that you learn in rock radio early on. Because the uninitiated don't understand the difference between a double shot, a twin spin, and a mini concert.
Yeah. We'll play the bot for you in about a half hour, too. From Funk Turkey. Third one that he's done.
He's on to something.
Yeah, he's good. And this is a pretty good one, too. But right now, let's take a look at the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41 North Naples, they're open. They're going to government standards. So it means limited seating. Make a reservation.
Here's a little trivia for you. The Pewter Mug knew pewter was cool way before the Buccaneers did.
You're darn right they did. They've been around since 1970.
Yeah, they're the original pewter power.
Did you see Tom Brady in his Tampa Bay Bucks uniform?
Boy, he knows how to mug for the camera, doesn't he?
Sure does.
Hasn't played it down for them, but when they go to take pictures of him in the uniform, he looks like he's a third and long.
Yeah, all the motions. There are multiple pictures of him that look like he's in the middle of the game.
Doing something important, but then you realize, he hasn't played for them yet.
Not yet.
That ain't real. What a great actor that Tom Brady is.
He sure is. That's what makes Tom Brady Tom Brady.
Yep. As long as he's playing football player.
Yeah.
Football player number one.
Are we all done? I mean, we're in June. We're just not even halfway done with the year. Are we all done with 2020? Do we just toss it with everything that's going on?
Is there any way to write it off?
COVID's been hell, but a second wave awaits. FU 2020, I'm done. Last month I spent a grand just on Postmates. FU 2020, I'm done. No football, no baseball, no NBA. FU 2020, I'm done. 7-Eleven canceled its free Slurpee day. FU 2020, I'm done. No nightclubs, no brew pubs, and celebrities won't shut the hell up. My stepdad keeps posting political rants. FU 2020, I'm done. Oh my God, if I have to see one more TikTok dance. FU 2020, I'm done. And Tom Brady plays for the Tampa Bay Bucks. FU 2020, I'm done. FU 2020, I'm done. FU 2020, FU 2020, FU 2020, FU 2020, FU 2020, I'm done.
Right on. Right on. This is, you know, we came into the new year with such expectations.
I was off because, you know, the year before I pronounced the year of lowered expectations. And I thought things had been bad enough. And I was ready for a renaissance of hot damn.
Yep, this was supposed to be the year of hot damn. Nope.
So maybe I missed it by one.
Maybe. Then, of course, the revised Mayan calendar, as Haney talked about, this Sunday.
Sunday!
Father's Day, the summer solstice, and supposedly the Mayan end of the world. So far, and we're getting close. we're getting close.
We're lucky.
I listen to this comedian, and I think of one of the, every once in a while, of somebody that might call in to the show on Wednesdays or Fridays. And it's so true. A comedian is doing an impression here that has gotten a lot of attention. He's doing an impression of a confused old guy trying to explain what's going on in the world right now. And he makes no sense whatsoever, which is kind of how we all are really feeling right now. You can't make sense of any of it.
So some people were, you know, they were doing some stuff, and then other people were like, hey, don't do that stuff. And then other people were like, hey, yeah, they should do, you know, that stuff. It's good that they're doing that stuff. And then the other people were like, I don't think they should be doing that stuff. And so what I'm trying to say is that, in conclusion, I have no idea.
Well said, sir. Makes about as much sense as anything else.
Exactly.
We're going to miss you, Aunt Jemima.
Yep. A couple of kids in Texas found a bottle with a piece of paper in it from 1989.
All the way from 1989.
It had a name and address on it.
You know, if they're crazy about that stuff, I think my old bedroom is still available for exploration.
The kids tried to mail a letter to the address in the bottle, but it no longer existed. Now, with the help of a mail carrier, they found out that the house was still there, as are the original residents. I guess the address on there, though, doesn't exist anymore. They changed the address. The sender said he and his son used those messages in the bottle to mark locations on the lake. And one of them got away and was found all these years later.
They usually go into the trees and find stuff.
They're always back up in the woods building forts or whatever.
It was really cool.
I thought they were full of it at first. Until we started looking at it closer and realized that there is an actual letter in the bottle.
It said someone's last name, their address, and where they live. I just said that I found the bottle and it was really cool to find it.
Yeah, all right, kid.
Oh, man.
Did you ever do that as a kid, put a note in a bottle?
It probably occurred to me at one point, but I don't think I ever followed through
on it.
Remember,
we had a big river that went through our house, and I used to do that all the time. And then I got selected because it was my birthday, like in the third grade, to put my name and address on a big, giant weather balloon. But nobody ever contacted me.
But, you know, hearing that kid's voice, nice to know that for some kids in a certain place of a certain age, that you can go outside and all of a sudden you're no different than Tom Sawyer.
Yep. Go out there and explore. That's what I did. You weren't supposed to stay inside. You were supposed to go outside.
I had some adventures.
I hope you have the video for this, Junior, that Haney can see. The clip is entertaining enough, but this kid is something. A video has been making the rounds of just an adorable little boy. He's a little pudgy. He's got big fat cheeks. Can't be any more than three. And they're calling him the most polite baby ever. Because
hold on a second. They're calling a three-year-old a baby? Is he sitting back and taking it?
I take it back. Little kid.
At three, somebody called me a baby. Those were fighting words.
Right, because that's Thousand Island dressing era.
Yeah.
But the little kid says thank you to his mom and is so polite. But his mom put together like a montage. She had her camera going every time.
Just to make sure it haunts him forever.
Every time he would be handed a plate of food. Thank you.
And what's going to happen when he's like 12 and wants to be tough? And that video's going to follow him
every day. Take a look at this kid. He's pudgy, fat cheeks. He's not going to be tough.
He's going to end up being the left tackle of the Tennessee Titans.
And then every clip is food, food, food. And he's thank you,
yep.
Thank you. And then the last clip in there is a plate of food. And she wants him, the little boy, to give it to his dad. And it goes off with him carrying a big plate of food. Thank you. And he's going on. There he is. There he is. That's not him, is it? That Is that the one I saw? Hold on. Let me take a look.
No, he meant a specific 3-year-old junior, not just any 3-year-old.
That's him. The politest kid in the world. Here's a little montage his mom put together. All making him say thank you with food.
Do you want strawberry milk?
Yeah. Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome. Go eat with Daddy. Bye.
And it's just a montage of this cute kid, and he just lights up every time. And I'll tell you this, he's not getting dried chicken breast and instant mashed potatoes
from Mr. Blandings.
No, he's getting, that's the one thing I noticed in the video, his mom is really cooking up some great stuff.
It makes you want to say thank you.
Yeah, where's the video? Where's the video?
You're not giving me a whole lot of information to go off of.
You know, let me explain. I'm going to say something right now. I have to hold back my anger. He's only been here a week, and then before then he was here for well over a year.
Well, we've established that hand-holding time is done.
You remember how you told me you wanted the information that Haney has so it's easier for you to access stuff?
Yes.
It's in there.
Oh.
Jeez. I thought hand-holding was...
Doesn't matter. The moment's passed. When you find it, you can post it if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I get it now.
You know what? Forget. I'm not.
But the impact would have been much greater had I seen it.
It sure would have.
But the moment's passed.
It sure has.
And what he'll do now is when we're in the middle of something else, he'll pull the video up to distract me.
Yep.
To prove that he could find it.
Yep. Whoopty ding dong day.
But that's not the point.
That's not what I asked. Take a listen to this. Tell me how old you think this drummer is. He's 4. Wilson. He just turned 5, but this was from a year ago when he was 4.
I thought 4-year-olds weren't capable of stuff like that.
Sometimes it's a gift. He's 5.
So you have no problem believing that a 4-year-old can play a full kit of drums, but you have a problem believing that a 3-year-old would prefer Thousand Island dressing.
The 3-year-old Haney liked the sound of Thousand Island.
I'm not.
It wasn't a question.
I'm not
of being,
fighting that.
You know how they in some restaurants.
That was actually my whole point, is that it sounded mysterious.
That they'll bring over a dressing tree. You know, they got the little cups, and the lady brings it.
They don't do that anymore.
When you were 3, they did.
Yeah, they did.
And you got your blue cheese in there, and your Thousand Island, and your creamy Italian, your balsamic vinegar and oil, and then there's 3-year-old Haney being the food connoisseur. Let me discuss what we're going to have. You liked the sound of Thousand Island.
Yes, that was the whole point. Are you just now getting that?
No, that's not how you. It's not how you portrayed it.
I portrayed it as they listed off all the other dressings, and then they said Thousand Island.
Why would they list off all the dressings for a 3-year-old?
The little something called respect, Stan.
3-year-old. No, mommy selects the dressing for you because she doesn't want accidents in the bed at night.
You're projecting now.
Give Marky the Mr. Blandings... vinegar and oil.
No. You know what? I'm going to, at some point, have to get my mother on the phone to straighten you out.
I love your mom, and she'll be the voice of reason. Knock you down a peg or two.
But are you prepared for it to go the other way?
It's not going
to
go the other way.
Are you prepared for it to
go? It's not going to go the other way.
So that would be very hurtful to you if my mother had to reprimand you.
No, she wouldn't reprimand me.
She'd tell you you're wrong.
You know what?
You consider that a reprimand.
I'm gonna say this right now.
You don't like being told you're wrong.
I don't like that. Your dad listens to this show every day.
Yeah?
And he's sitting at home right now listening to this show, and he's saying, you know what, Stan? I don't remember that as little Marky, the three-year-old, being the galloping gourmet of salad dressings. I remember just getting a salad, and we were worried he was going to choke on the lettuce leaves because he was a little small, and those radish pieces were just a little too big on the plate for a three-year-old!
You're dead wrong. You could not be more wrong.
All right. I think I'm right. I, right now, am running an old Kodak 8mm movie through my head.
Truly,
I'm a three-year-old.
If you truly insist on involving mother in
it. I don't want to involve them. You're the one that wants to prove a point. I'm just making a statement.
You've gone from not believing that I was capable at three
of
selecting a dressing
from like six different ones. And I wouldn't.
My point was at three, Thousand Island sounded like something special to me.
I would have given you coleslaw. I have it good and chopped up.
I like coleslaw.
I do too.
I didn't know that was an option.
Would you have taken the coleslaw over the Thousand Island dressing?
It depends. It depends on if I was having a sandwich, I'd probably prefer coleslaw. If I was having something that required a fork and a knife, I'd want a house salad.
There's three-year-old Marky. Well, we're going to have to take the cherry tomatoes off of that.
Three-year-old
shouldn't be choking on something like that.
Mark was quite... not even a gourmet, a gourmand at three.
Did you hear about this? Jay-Z and Beyonce...
Don't care.
...are being sued.
Oh, that's good.
Yes! A Jamaican artist is suing Jay-Z and Beyonce...
On general principle.
No, she's got a case, I think. For using her voice... on the song Black Effect. She wants damages and writing credit, which would include royalties given to her. This is the intro to the song, and this is the Jamaican artist saying it, and they're giving her no credit for it. This is the beginning of the song.
Well, there's love of children, love of self, love of God, love of a partner. All of them have a different shape, but all of them is the same in the end. It's about sensitivity. It's about passion. It's about unconditional giving of self to another person. And there's love of humanity. That's the love that is right now needed most, love of humanity.
Well, I did hear that she feels it should be unconditional.
Yep, she's suing him. Hey, you're using my voice on that song? If you're using it, I want credit for it. I want some writing royalties for it. And I'm suing you.
And they're fighting her.
Yeah, I guess so.
The nerve.
The unmitigated gall.
Junior, you're a producer. What are your feelings on that?
She should have gotten permission. Definitely.
And
before.
And before quietly obtained permission through general or monetary means before anybody ever heard of it.
Yeah,
that's what I would think.
Because I think she's got a case now. If that's successful, they can't argue that she's not part of the success.
Correct. She's suing them for one night only, and it's not because of COVID or Black Lives Matter or anything. They're just doing it. For one night only, they're bringing back a popular TV show. 30 Rock.
You're kidding.
Here's the deal. NBC is bringing back 30 Rock. But only for one very special episode. And no, it's got nothing to do with coronavirus or Black Lives Matter. The special will film remotely and will air on Thursday, July 16th. 30 Rock has been off the air since 2013. They'll do one episode.
Hey, great show.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. North Naples. When we come back, a new bot and Cape Coral local news. Cape Coral crime beat. All the wrong reasons. When we come back, later on in the 3 o'clock hour, are you smarter than Haney? We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock.
Medical malpractice, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
K Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, gang, Stan and Haney here. Let you know, phone lines are open too in this segment if you want to call. 277-9600. If you're outside of our immediate area, it's a 239 area code. We're going to have the local beat for you. Two stories out of Cape Coral, which are senseless and stupid. And got two people locked up in jail because they didn't know any better and didn't think things through to their logical conclusion.
They didn't know any better.
They didn't know any better. Let me. There's one story that I'll have in the local beat where the guy.
Why is it when you say that, it goes through my head, oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
That's the old WWF.
Yeah. See, that's the wisdom that stays with us.
What he took was far less than the damage he caused to take it.
But he didn't know.
He didn't know any better. But first, our guy that we've been playing every few weeks, Funk Turkey, on YouTube, has put together another bot. We have had the AC/DC bot, we've had the Metallica bot, and now he's put together another one. It came out just 2 days ago, and it was posted.
He's really on to something.
Yeah. This one, and again, it's not the band. He creates it through a database of phrases and words.
Well, what he does is he feeds in a band has to have been around for a while, so he feeds in all the lyrics and all the music they've ever done and basically says to this AI program, give me something representative yep. of this.
This time it's Nirvana.
Oh, boy.
With a song he created through this bot called Smother. Here's the Nirvana
brand bot. New.
Brand new. Smother.
Yeah.
I think I'm having fun. Yeah.
The Nirvana bot, Smother. It's amazing.
I think I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Very good Dave Grohl drums there.
You know, Stan, people know that Dave Grohl played drums for Nirvana. But the pinnacle of his drumming ability came with the only other band that he ever played drums for.
Yeah.
Tenacious D. It's true. Last time I checked, he only played drums for two bands.
Junior wants to debate that with you.
Queens of the Stone Age.
That's true. That he's right on that.
So three.
So does it count every time I sat in with somebody else's band?
I'm pretty sure he played drums for other bands too.
But sitting in, did he record an album with them?
Actually, yeah.
I don't believe you. Because when Dave Grohl and I put our feud to rest...
many years ago.
The one agreement we came to is it would be a cold day in hell before he played drums for Queens of the Stone Age.
On the song No One Knows.
A song.
Yeah. Is that the only drums he played on that?
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I need you to look that up. I think you're right on that one, Junior.
No, he's not right.
He was in the music video.
Well, that doesn't mean he's
being
on the whole
in
album.
A music video is one thing. He committed to playing drums for Tenacious D. He's still talking. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know. His microphone's on.
Someone wants to chime in.
Grohl, Josh, Holm, and John Paul Jones. It was them crooked vultures.
Did he play drums?
That's all that he said. I don't have the details on that.
All right. Let's get to Cape Coral Crime.
Hold on. Let's see what this guy wants. Ahoy. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Okay. A band called Scream. Dave Grohl was in it before Nirvana, and he sang a song called Oh My God. He wasn't the lead vocalist, but he did that. It's pretty cool.
Nobody's talking about vocals.
We're talking about playing drums.
No, but he was the drummer with the band.
Look that up, Junior. Look.
No, you're coming at me with pre-Nirvana stuff? Yeah. Well, really?
You said the only.
Okay, let's say successful.
Oh, okay. All right. That
recognized.
Right. That narrows the selection. Look into that, Junior. Let's do the local beat. This is.
They didn't know?
You didn't know?
Your ass better call somebody.
Your ass better call somebody.
Oh, and yes, he did play drums for them crooked vultures.
Well, the best drums he ever played was for Tenacious D.
Okay, that's your opinion, and I will stand by you on that. All right, this should be Cape Coral Trouble. And both of them are just ridiculous.
But they didn't know.
They didn't know. You didn't know? You didn't know any better. Let's start.
Is that what you're telling me they didn't know?
They're stupid. Let's start with 22-year-old Taylor McHugh of Cape Coral.
Is that any relation to John?
Not McHugh, McHugh.
Oh, okay.
Cape Coral police officers responded to a disturbance between two neighbors. Police determined that Taylor McHugh...
age 22, had been the aggressor, biting the victim on the arm and striking him in the back with a broomstick.
You don't bite people.
I know that. That's like five-year-olds. McHugh then grabbed a pickaxe and began following the victim in a threatening manner. McHugh also battered a second victim by shoulder-checking him, but that victim did not wish to press charges. McHugh was arrested for battery, in parentheses, touch strike, as well as aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. He was medically cleared for a nasty laceration in the face he suffered during the altercation. Once they said, he's fine, they transported him to the Lee County Jail. Also in Cape Coral. Headline. This is sad. This is what was this guy thinking? Cape Coral man arrested for breaking into gas station, leaving behind damage.
What could possibly be in the gas station that you want that bad?
Follow me on this and you'll see that the guy just made a dumb move. Dumb. The dum-dum. Dateline Cape Coral. Man was arrested for allegedly breaking into a Cape Coral Speedway early this morning, leaving behind about $400 worth of damage. You go, $400. Okay, what did he steal for $400 and what did he damage? It happened at 2:45 a.m. this morning when nothing good happens. Cape Coral police responded to the speedway located on Cape Coral Parkway East after the alarm went off. Officers got to the scene and found the doors of the gas station wide open. While checking surveillance video, officers saw a white man opening the front doors forcibly, going inside and stealing from the speedway.
What did he want?
Officer, at around 4 a.m., officers found a man on Southeast 47th Terrace who matched the description of the person in that surveillance video. He's identified as 39-year-old Ryan Ingram. Cape Coral police said they spoke with Ingram, compared the images on the surveillance video, leading them to develop probable cause to arrest him. Ingram broke into the speedway to get a pack of cigarettes, a lighter, and a Red Bull, totaling $12.73. The forcing open of the doors to the speedway was determined to be $400 in damage. So he caused...
So he was basically... felt inconvenienced that they weren't open.
Busted the doors open, damaged it to the tune of $400 so he could get $12.73 worth of cigarettes, a lighter, and Red Bull.
So he didn't even take a carton?
No. Pack of cigarettes, a lighter, Red Bull. $12 and change.
So this does, it seems like he was just pissed off they were closed.
Yep. And that got
him... And he decided to go the self-service route.
And that got him charges of burglary, criminal mischief, and petty theft. And a $400 bill for $12 worth of stuff.
Does he have a record?
That's all it said.
Because if he doesn't, at the age of 39... he's now put himself into the system.
Yes, he has. Something tells me, at 39, this wouldn't be your first time doing that. I don't know.
First time busting into a closed convenience store, yeah, and getting what you'd get if they were open?
Yep, breaking those doors in. Cops got there. The doors were wide open. They wouldn't close. All right, we're going to take a break. It's so senseless and stupid.
On the macro level, and down to what you just described, what I like to call the micro level, everyone has gone completely bat-ass insane.
Yep. I was debating between those stories. There's been a rash of liquor thefts, too. Not robbery from a liquor store. People going in, right here in Southwest Florida, people going into liquor stores and just walking out with a bunch of booze. There was one theft in Fort Myers, I believe. The clerk couldn't even stop the two people that were leaving with the booze. She was only able to grab one bottle out of the bags of bottles of booze that they had. And then in another liquor store, guy went and started walking out with more booze.
That's not supposed to happen, Stan.
No, it's not.
You know, we have laws against that.
You smarter than Haney. Lovely Carly will join us. We'll get a lucky Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. We'll do it when we come back.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. It is Wednesday, and that means the lovely Carly has joined us in studio to play another round of Are You Smarter Than Haney? Hi, Carly.
Hello.
Everything going good?
It is.
I got to say something.
She had a long day yesterday.
Yeah, she did. Now, just very quickly, our station vans, we got like how many, 6 stations here? They've all been parked on the side by the woods for 3 months because we haven't been doing anything because of the COVID. Well, they bring over one of the station vans and come to find out, a rat.
Has moved in.
Is calling one of the station vans
a single home. Family home.
Yeah. And Carly and another person in the building here.
Very high ranking.
Like the right hand man to the head guy had to clean out with a shop vac the nest. And
I can't believe how much crap was in that van.
Oh, full nest. And both he and Carly.
There were like tree branches in there.
Saw the rat. There was a dead one, right?
Yeah, there's a dead one, and then there's one that's still alive.
And she's trying to figure out, because it still might be living in the van. And if it's still living in there, it's going to make another nest. And then she was thinking, do I get some rat bait or put a Victor trap in there or something to get the rodent out? Now, she wanted to use rat bait, and hopefully it would run for water or die in there. Whew! But if you put in the Victor trap, the giant rat trap, she would have to bait it and then go
secure it.
And following day, and you might see him crushed in the thing.
No.
Or.
No.
If it hit at the wrong angle, it would be struggling.
Yes, and I've seen that before, too.
I just wish someone else would take care of the vans for me.
Isn't that part of your duties?
It is. It's harder than it seems, apparently.
Yeah, it is.
There is no way a creature like this should be dealing with that.
You have to battle rats.
That's not what she's here for.
I guess, kinda.
God did not put Carly on Earth to deal with rats in a POS van.
Have you ever had to deal with a wild animal before?
When I used to live at home, like back in high school, we had a raccoon in our attic that we caught. That's about as much as I've done.
How'd that work out?
It was pretty good.
Was he mean?
No, it wasn't. We got it in like a trap and then
Was it full grown?
Yeah, it was.
Right there in a have a heart trap where the doors close on either side?
Yeah.
No, I don't like dealing with anything like that. Seriously, as a kid, I had to deal with that, and I don't want to ever deal. And rats.
And don't look at the tiles. Don't look at the ceiling tiles.
I showed her where that's where they were gnawing. Junior doesn't know that.
Well, it's over there is where you can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Time to play.
You're just palm rats.
Are you smarter than Haney?
You know, we give them names so they're not as intimidating. It's just a palm
rat. I got to say this really quickly. And I still, it baffles my mind. When we had the palm rats in the building, they came and sealed it all up, and we got them all out.
How many were there?
There were several. They had baited glue traps, and they had all kinds of different traps and insecticides. But the job was kill the effing rats. Well, we had a producer. His name was Cal.
Oh.
And he was an animal lover. And so we heard one scurrying around. And we said, we've got to get that son of a bitch. Got to get him out of here. He traps him. He corners him. Gets him. And the only thing, I'm seeing this rat, and I'm going, kill it, kill it, kill the rat, kill the rat. He's like one of these deals. Oh, baby. Oh, kiss an animate.
Yeah, what a
and I
psycho.
Said, go kill the thing. Go. No, he went out to the woods to let him go.
And now he's in the van.
And now he's in the van. Oh, I'll set you free, Snookums. What are you doing? It's a rat.
You might not have wanted to bring that up.
Why?
Because I don't think Junior's aware that that's part of the producer's job.
Oh, yeah. That's part of your job to set the traps.
I wouldn't do that.
D-Train went down in that far office.
Oh, he did not give a...
He went, and he's 6'6". He went up into the ceilings, saw the nest... confronted him and had a rag and gloves and got him.
Junior, you up for that?
No. Definitely not.
Let's play Are You Smarter
Must
Than
Haney? Must be a generational thing.
Six categories. Your job is to get all six before Haney does. You have Carly as a lifeline. If there's a category you don't want to answer or you'd like to use your lifeline, say, I'd like to use Carly. And she'll answer a question for you. First one to get to all six wins. If you defeat Haney, we've got a lot of prizes. We've got Mel's Diner. We've got Redneck Mud Park. We've
Is there
got
anything
Pewter
in
Mug.
The regs that says we can't have a pellet gun?
In the building?
Yeah, like a CO2 gun?
I'd love to have one.
Is there anything that says we can't?
I don't know.
I'm sure they'll say it's not best practices.
I haven't seen a handbook, and I don't know how long.
Well.
And it's changed.
Yeah, because the handbook we were given, we get all kinds of benefits, but then that handbook went away, and we don't get those benefits.
Correct. It used to be just about 15 pages long. Now it's like a phone book. Let's play Are You...
And in those 15 pages, we were promised a watch.
No, ring. 5 years with the company, you got a ring.
Wasn't it 20 years you got a watch?
After 20 years, you got, because it would replace, every 5 years, they would replace the stone for you, give you a more valuable stone. At 20 years, it was a diamond. And so Haney and I have been here close to 30, and that was taken out of the handbook. Sorry. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
But weren't we hired under those terms?
Yes, we were.
Okay.
Yeah. If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you f***ing try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free if you prove you're smarter than me.
What if we got a pet snake for up there?
Absolutely. You get yourself a rat snake or something.
Yeah.
We should get a cat for it.
Yeah. I'll loan one.
Yeah, you got one that'd be good. Damn wildcat.
Yeah, he'll catch him. Either that or befriend him.
Yeah, team up with him.
Disagree. Simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius.
You're a slob.
I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. One lucky K-Rocker to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. Why did you undo the phones? That is not your job. Carly?
Yes.
tell them whose job it is. It's yours.
It's mine.
And you say,
release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Jeez. You've done this before. Oh, yeah. Oh, you've been here a week. You've done this before. I'm going to get put. Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. I get the contestant. I get the. Are you aware of what's going on? You did it fine last week.
Please continue. I'm sorry.
I'm done.
Now he's spouting orders. Huh?
I'm done with the hand-holding. I really am. Please, I got to compose myself. I'm radio's Mr. Wonderful. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Hot damn 2020, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Gary, I think you can play. You're eligible to play, buddy.
I think so.
All right, Gary, say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Gary.
How's the rats?
They're not good.
Oh, nice. Not being a rat girl.
Gary,
Stan, you're going to make me take Gary down?
Yes. If
I like Gary.
Well,
yeah, but it may work the other way, too.
Gary, I have to ask you a question. Are you playing this game sober?
Absolutely. What time is it?
Okay. And we're running late, so we're going to have to go quickly.
Well, let's go quick.
The categories. Jeez, he's got a few in.
I like Gary.
I like Gary, too. The categories are people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature.
Science.
Sports and leisure, and wild card.
Well, he was right on it.
Yeah, he was. All right. We start always with Mark Haney, but be listening to the question, Gare, because you could steal.
Gotcha.
Any category?
I'd like things Gary doesn't know.
I don't know that yet.
Oh, people and places.
All right. Haney, a yes or no answer to this. If you're incorrect, Gary can steal and he'll get a fresh question, since it is a yes or no. Haney, was Georgia, the southern state of Georgia, home of Atlanta and Savannah, was Georgia one of the original 13 American colonies? Was Georgia one of the 13 original colonies?
I think it was.
It sure was. You are absolutely correct. On the board. Gary, category, people and places, entertainment.
People and places. Let's
all right. All right, Gary. Let's see. Where am I on this? There we go. Gary, what American general was nicknamed Stormin' Norman?
Schwarzkopf.
You are correct, Norman Schwarzkopf. Turn that down. That's cutting through my head like a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sorry, Gare. Sorry.
That's all right.
That's all right, pal. Haney, entertainment, history, science and nature.
Science.
Sports and leisure. Wild card.
Entertainment.
Entertainment for Mark Haney.
Here, Carly, I noticed you were wondering.
Yeah, I've seen what you were doing over there.
You can keep that in case you need it. I need it constantly.
Yeah.
Entertainment for Haney. Haney, what are the names of Wendy's brothers in Peter Pan? What are the names of Wendy's brothers in Peter Pan? You done taking your energy drink?
I am now.
Okay.
I don't know.
Gary, do you know?
I have no idea.
All right. Carly, do you know?
No, I don't know.
Michael and John. Gary, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Let's see. What is the abbreviation, Gare, of mayonnaise to restaurant employees? What is the... You know what? And it's not even restaurant employees. It's to anybody.
Mayo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There you go. Haney, entertainment, history, science, and nature.
Science. Entertainment.
Okay, entertainment for Haney. What is the world's most popular orange and black comic strip cat?
Garfield.
Yes, sir. In entertainment. Gary, you have entertainment, history, science and nature, wild card. And you got Carly as a lifeline.
Let's go with Carly. She can pick whatever she wants.
What do you want, Carly?
Wild card.
Wild card. La da da da. Carly, what garden did Adam and Eve live in? What garden did Adam and Eve live in?
Is it the Garden of Eden?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Point for Gary over there. Nice job. Haney, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
That was wild card, right?
Yep.
I'll go with wild card.
All right. Are you going to answer it?
Yes.
Okay. Haney, what mythical winged horse was born from the blood of Medusa?
Pegasus.
Correct. In wild card. Jeez. It's almost like a beat late. It's almost like somebody's in the other room turning up a number, twisting up, smoking a doob.
What?
Hey, now.
You take it easy. You're an alcoholic. Don't worry about that pot smoking. Gary, entertainment,
yes,
history, science, and nature.
Entertainment.
Science.
Entertainment. Jeez, a beat late every time. You want entertainment, right?
Yes, sir.
In entertainment, what rap group's name is on the t-shirt worn by John Connor in Terminator 2?
MC Hammer.
That is incorrect. You have the category. Public Enemy.
No.
Haney, history, science and nature, sports and leisure.
I will leave that decision to Carly.
Carly, history, science and nature. Sports and leisure.
Let's do science and nature.
Science and nature.
Science!
All right, science and nature for Haney. Carly, what part of an elephant has 100,000 muscles? What part of an elephant has 100,000 muscles?
The trunk.
Yes, indeed, it's the trunk.
Science
and nature.
Way to go, Carly.
It
was a hard question.
Mm-hmm.
Some are hard, some are easy. It's the luck of the draw. Yep. Gary, entertainment, history, science, and nature.
Science. Entertainment.
Entertainment for Gary. All right, Gary.
All right.
What TV character was told to write on the school blackboard, "I will not draw naked women in class," over and over again?
TV character, huh?
Yeah, TV character. You know, writing on that blackboard. Remember when you were back? Remember back in your day back in the 40s?
We didn't have them back then.
All right, yeah, you didn't invent them yet. What did he have? What character wrote on that blackboard a bunch of times?
How about Jake?
Jake?
From Two and a Half Men.
Incorrect. Haney? You got it, but you want to take a guess?
Oh, I already have it. Bart Simpson.
Yeah, Bart Simpson. Haney, history, sports, and leisure.
History.
History for Mark Haney. This is one or the other. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know. Haney, in history, which foot did Neil Armstrong first set on the moon's surface? His right foot or his left foot?
Left.
You are absolutely correct.
Because he was coming back off the ladder.
Correct.
Yes.
Nice job. Gary, entertainment, history, science, and nature.
Science.
History.
History for Gary. In history, Gare.
Yes.
Which of President John Adams's sons inherited the presidential library? Which of President John Adams's sons inherited the presidential library?
John Quincy Adams.
You are correct. It is John Quincy Adams in history. Let me explain something right now. Haney has control. Gary, you have two categories open. Haney is at match point in sports and leisure. If Haney gets this correct, it's game over.
Finish him.
If not, you will have control and get at least one of those categories down. Haney, right. It is in sports and leisure. Haney, what type of cards are most often used to tell fortunes?
Tarot.
You are correct. Tarot cards. And Haney wins.
I didn't want to do it to you, Gare. I don't know why. Yeah,
that's all right, brother. No problem. You are smarter than me.
I don't know about that, Gare. I like you an awful lot.
I like you an awful lot, too, Gare, but I think he is. Gary, you got
sir.
In order? Yeah, we're going to send you over to Junior, and you feel free to pick a prize from our prize list. But in order to do that, since you did lose...
Yeah.
You have to tell our friend Haney something. I think you already did, but say it officially.
Mark Haney, you are definitely smarter than I.
You're a good guy, Gare.
So are you, Haney. You're a good man.
What about me, Gary?
You're wonderful. I'm looking at your things up here. I got them out of my man cave out here.
Oh, the bobbleheads. All right.
With the miracle uniforms. All
That's right.
Right.
Those don't exist anymore. How time flies.
Here.
All right, hold on, Gare. Thank you, buddy.
Hey,
hold on. And Carly, thank you. You were one for
two
one,
for two.
Two for two today.
No, it's one of my best games.
It was. You had to think on a couple there on Eden, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
But you did a great job.
I did.
Thank you for joining us.
Did you almost talk yourself out of it?
Out of what?
Eden.
The Garden of
yeah,
Eden.
Because I'm not a religious person, so I didn't know. And I know it's a bar in Key West, so I just assumed that.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96
Is she talking
K-Rock.
About the top
yes,
of the bowl?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, okay.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciate it. We're going to get you caught up with news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But as always, let's get things started off here with an update on traffic. Your first look. All right, a couple of things to start today. We will start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Pondella Road and North Tamiami Trail. And then in Bonita, we got a hit and run in the 15 block of 8th Street at Citrus Park. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about less than 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is right now. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know.
Okay.
History is being made all around us, and not in a good way. It is my sad duty to inform you that for the first time, 7-Eleven has canceled Free Slurpee Day.
Mm. We remember when that first happened. People were bringing buckets in and all that just to get the Slurpee.
And a rare bit of good news, depending on your particular subjective opinion.
Yeah.
Pickle-flavored Doritos have finally arrived in the United States.
I'm not that opposed to them. A good pickle seasoning. That's why I go to some of those restaurants where they have as the app the fried pickles. They're good. They get you good and thirsty for brewski.
What about a margarita?
Maybe a margarita, too, if that's what
What
you
about
want.
A daiquiri?
Daiquiri.
You have, like, one.
I didn't say I liked
it. Maybe you have, like, one and a half.
Yeah. I had daiquiris.
You ever had a daiquiri?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, sir. And I haven't had a margarita, I'll tell you that.
And finally, a man tries to avoid arrest by throwing White Claw at the cops.
Ooh!
Who in their right mind is going to be a police officer?
Nobody. Nobody.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Can we have some laughter? Little laughter. Little bit.
And if we don't have police, you know what we will have? Vigilantes.
Yeah. I was thinking about this driving in. All right, defund the police. Well, they're not going to come to your home. Nobody is going to respond to 911. What about the most basic of things? Car accident. Somebody is in a car accident. Maybe one's injured. Traffic is blocked. You got to get medical backup. You got to be able to direct the traffic. You got to find out, assess who's at fault. Well, if you don't have the police to do that, who's going to do it?
Well,
Earl down the road?
And you can't send medical because they might bust up the ambulance.
Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
For those of you that are unaware, perhaps you're a young person and your family expects you to go to college and become indoctrinated with the rest of the pod people. But maybe that's not for you. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you aren't meant for college.
Top signs you're not meant for college.
Now, Stan and I both know we're not meant for college. It was investigated by a panel of experts, and they said no. The only thing you got on your SAT was drool.
Mama.
Every career aptitude test you take gives you the same answer. Stripper.
Did you play something there that was so low it wasn't picked up?
You like ping pong and you like beer, but you like them separately, not at the same time.
Hold my beer.
There we go.
You recently learned BA does not, in fact, stand for badass.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph!
Every time your science teacher mentions evolution, you wing a Bible at him. Your last name starts with a capital K and ends with Kardashian.
Don't call women crazy.
Hey!
Shut up, you old...
You're crazy.
You old... I can't even say it.
Oh, bitch!
That's it!
You come from a long, proud line of people who like to ram their heads into things when they get a few beers in them.
Bunch of bitches.
Yeah, not meant for college.
You believe you're already a political science scholar because you follow Nugent on Twitter. You're a terrible test taker. Well, except pregnancy tests. You've aced those multiple times. And finally, the very top sign, you aren't meant for college.
Yes!
You graduated high school with a 4.0. Ooh. Blood alcohol level.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis! Has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Looking to get into deeper waters, our super fan Scott.
You know, he started out so nice.
Hey, Uncle Stan and Uncle Mark. Drop the uncles. It's a creep factor. I apologize for being a troublemaker. I, like others, have been highly stressed lately, and on top of that, I've been going through a brief period of nicotine withdrawal.
Oh, wow, that's brutal.
Let's be clear, it wasn't self-induced. My common-law wife made a request of me, and herself included, to quit smoking because she thought it might be a good time to take such steps. Bless her soul. She does not only want the best...
What is it they say about the road to hell?
Yeah, good intentions. And we realized we were both heavy smokers. But she did pick a poor quit date. Needless to say, we're both smoking at full capacity and feeling much better. Between that and my misreading of a rum label... which I should know better because I read the label and set a better table. I've been ingesting 100 proof rum in my Gulfstream breezes. And that's not helping either.
You see the influence that you have,
yeah,
Stan?
Yeah. Anyway, I send this email as a person who has never been confused about who they are. But daily, I'm compelled by other people to feel like I am confused. And because of that fact, these things don't confuse me. It has been becoming a little confusing.
That's the 100 proof rum.
Does that make any sense to you guys?
No.
Anyway, I've recently thought about Mountain Bob at Buckskin Joe's. And I was wondering if he actually might not have been crazy as I once thought. You know, living in a cave. Love you guys for the magic you work daily. And even on my worst days, you guys always get a laugh out of me. Signed, Scott.
You ever heard of a porta potty?
P.S. I fish out near Ochoapi often, so if Haney wants me to look at some property out there for
you... Oh, yeah, that's God's country.
I would be more than willing. You know, 5G is here. Thank you.
Like to build me an estate right off Turner River Road.
Here's our friend Kathy. Hey, boys.
Hey, Kath.
Well, there's certainly a lot going on these days, huh?
You don't say.
It's been a busy, busy day, and I am so glad to hear the laughter on my way home. Which brings me to this. Haney, hi, honey. You're home. It's so good to have you back with Stan. Love ya. Keep it up. You do my heart well. Thank you so much. Welcome back, Junior. Signed, Kathy.
Yeah. Things do seem to have stabilized a bit.
Yes.
At least here.
Yes, here. Not knowing about elsewhere.
I'm still going through withdrawal from the pool, though.
I know
you are. That was just cruel.
Just thinking a little while, you get to go back there.
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because you won't let me.
You can go back to the pool later on today.
I should be there now.
No, you shouldn't. You should be working right
now.
No,
I was thinking about it.
Look, I'm not getting into this.
I was thinking about it today.
Yeah.
And I looked at the clock, and I was in the middle of reading something, and I thought, you know what? If I didn't have to leave here and go into the radio station, I could finish this article, and I'd be ready to do the show right now.
Yeah, well, the article will be finished later on.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, it won't.
The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, the other day you made a brief comment about Arthur Murray.
No, it was Fred Astaire, actually.
Yeah, it was. And we were talking about tap dancing, I think.
We were.
It reminded me of a funny story that involved my dad. Many years ago, we were around the house for Sunday dinner. At some point, the phone rang and my dad answered it. It turned out to be from the Arthur Murray School of Dancing. Well, my dad, who loved to mess with these kind of people, and he had a great sense of humor, decided to have a little fun. He let them talk and got all the details. Now I could see the wheels turning in my dad's head. After they explained the program, which included a free lesson, he then, in his most serious voice, said, "Well, that sounds good, but I have one question. I have a peg leg. Can you still teach me to dance?"
So you're telling me that the Guardian's father was like a prototypical Jersey boy?
Yes.
Or jerky boy.
Jerky boy.
He ever call himself Frank Rizzo?
Yeah. With that, I about peed my pants. I was laughing so hard. To that lady's credit, she stood her ground. After a little bit, my dad was getting a little tired of the whole thing. I then hear him say, "Well, I have 12 kids, and they all have peg legs, and it's expensive." With that, the lady gave up. Maybe you had to be there, but damn, that's funny stuff. Great memory of my pops. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
He sure has. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
The radio miracle's so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Wednesday afternoon. A lot of you about 20 minutes away from quitting time. Get you updated on traffic, and we'll tell you what Mel's Diner is doing for Father's Day. Pretty good deal. All right, let's start off with a Road Watcher report. This is an accident being reported on Immokalee Road, westbound at Lakeland Avenue. It's in the... Let's
see. It's Lakeland Avenue in the lane. Some idiot was T-boned, so be aware of that. Fort Myers crash, McGregor Boulevard, and Gladiolus Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. You know, all this week, we've been giving out $25 gift cards to one of the best places in town, the legendary Mel's Diner. And on Father's Day, get a load of this. Father's Day special. Mel's famous barbecued baby back ribs, fries, and coleslaw. That means all the fixings. $10. And every dad gets a $5 coupon good on his next visit. Celebrate Father's Day at Mel's Diner and with 96 K-Rock. Ahoy!
Stanley!
Yes,
Ray,
yes, sir.
Down at the dealership.
Oh, hey, Ray, I haven't heard from you. What's going on?
Well, I'm glad to finally reach you, sir.
Yes, yes. Why, you've been trying to get a hold of me, Ray?
I've left you voicemail after voicemail and text after text.
Ah, sorry, I'm on the air, Ray, and apparently you found a way to get a hold of me. You called me on the air.
Well, normally, I don't like to bother people at what they list as their work number.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to get a hold of you for several days.
What can I do for you, Ray?
First of all, are you enjoying that loaner?
Yes, I am. I am. You know how you guys do it at the dealerships. I bring in my car for a service, and you give me a brand new one, couple of models higher, so it really gets the old mouth a-watering that if, boy, I'd like to own that one. And, yeah,
boy,
I love it.
That's pure luxury, isn't it?
It is. It's got power, everything digital. Everything's illuminated in there. It's got all the room, real leather. It's awesome. Thank you, Ray. You know, that's service. When you go to a dealership like yours, Ray, that's service when you get a brand new car to take out as the loaner.
And I tell you, some of the technology on that, the collision avoidance and all that.
Yep.
Yeah, that camera's got that car's got more cameras than a Hollywood movie producer.
Yep. All that lane stabilization and all that, you know, heads up driving. You don't have to be distracted. And I love the satellite radio and the Bluetooth and the navigation. That's really a nice car, Ray. Thank you, buddy.
Have you tried out that button where it damn near drives itself?
I have not. I'm afraid to touch that one. I don't know. You know, I still like to have control of the wheel, Ray. Beautiful car.
You and me both. I've never been a big fan of robots.
Yep. Let me drive. Save that when I need it. But
thank you. Well, I sure am glad to hear that you've been enjoying it.
Yeah. What about it? What's the matter?
Stan, have you like to drive that vehicle on a permanent basis?
I can't drive it. Look, that's about $25,000 out of my budget, Ray. I was brought the car in for service. You said 3-4 days max. We're right at day 4. I didn't get any message from your mechanic. I'm enjoying the loaner, and we're just going to keep it. When my car's ready, I'll gladly drop it off to you. But thank you so much for what a loaner. You're one in a million, Ray.
Well, Stan, you know, it took me a long time to work my way back up to a facility that sold new.
I know. A lot of years and years.
You know, I'm kind of on the hot seat here because...
Wait, what do you mean you're on the hot seat?
Well, I vouched for you as a good customer that I've done business with for decades.
Yes, sir.
And I told my sales manager, the finance manager, and everybody that this man of his word here, we don't need to bother with formalities, and I let you take that loaner on a handshake.
That was the whole part of the deal, Ray. I brought my car in for service. You said, let me get you a loaner, and you got me this deluxe, man, that's four-wheel drive, too, and it's got the extra large wheels and all that. You said, take it. This your loaner. We'll let you know when your car's ready. What are you telling me? Bring the thing back and pick up my car? It's not ready.
I thought it was clear that we'd agreed that it was no more than 3 days on that, Stan.
It would be 3 days if my car was ready in 3 days. And now you're hinting around. I don't know what you talked yourself into. You're hinting around. Wouldn't you like that vehicle? Great financing and all that. I don't want the vehicle. It's a loaner.
Dad, what you are driving is next year's model. It hadn't even been released yet. We only got one of them.
Yeah, it's only got like 200 miles on. Well, when I got it, it had 200 miles on it.
And the general manager just approached me and said it should have never gone out as a loaner.
Well, then why did you let me take it, Ray? Oh, I'm a good customer. What, did you tell him I was going to buy it?
First of all, let's talk about your current vehicle.
Yeah, what was wrong with it? And is it ready?
No, sir, it's not ready.
Well, then I'm keeping the loaner.
Let me explain to you what the situation is.
You made it on a handshake, Ray. You handshaked me, said, take this beauty out. We'll let you know when your car is ready. Haven't heard anything from your shop, and I'm still driving
Stan,
it. Until I get my car, I'm keeping, and I'm going to put a lot of miles on it.
I told them that you are a good customer and that you always come in with a good, clean trade.
Yeah, what's wrong with... hold it. Good, clean trade. Ray, I'm not trading my car in. I brought it in for service. What did you tell him?
I said nothing but good things about you. And said
about
you
could
be
the
trusted
car.
That you've always maintained your vehicles properly. But
yeah.
I don't know if all of a sudden you've gone off and got on drugs or whatever.
What the?
I don't know if you're living in the ghetto or what.
What are you driving at? What's wrong with my car? I keep it as good as any of my other cars.
Hey, your car is on the back of a flatbed truck on the way to Tampa to see if they can salvage it.
What?
They found 32 rats living inside that car.
How many rats?
32.
Look, Ray.
Now, granted, there was only one mama and one papa, but there was a bunch of pinkies in there.
Oh, jeez. Ray, don't you know that I haven't been driving a lot because of the COVID?
And your little pets down there.
They're not my pets.
They have chewed through every bit of your electrical. And it's got to go to Tampa, where even they say they don't know if they can do anything about it because they're going to have to rewire the whole damn thing.
I want you to stop just for a second. You know, Mr. Salesman, come down for donuts.
You are riding around like king ass in a buckwheat in a car you can't even afford.
You won't bring it back.
I'll
bring it back when I get my car back. Look. I had the thing parked where I live. There's a slough around there, and there are animals that might have gotten into it. I was able to drive it down there, and I said, this thing needs to be serviced. It's not running right. I didn't expect to be bamboozled that it's on some flatbed truck with a bunch of rats living in it and take a damn $80,000 loaner. But you did, didn't you? This thing's got everything in it, Ray. This is unbelievable, this thing. And
you know damn well you're being disingenuous to me.
How do you figure?
I hear your damn show. They got it on in the shop where they do the work. And I understand that the whole fleet of Beasley vehicles is infested with rats.
I won't lie about that, but I didn't park near them. I parked on the other side of the building when I come to work, and I park over by the slough when I'm at home.
Now, my understanding was that you
Why are you yelling at a customer, Ray? Why are you yelling at a customer? A good customer.
You would return this vehicle in 3 days. And it's my fault because I thought you were a good customer.
I thought you were a good salesman.
I owe you a vehicle that you got no business driving. I know you can't afford it.
Look, will you answer me a question?
I just pulled up your credit report. It'll be a cold day in hell before you ever drive that fine of a vehicle.
I didn't authorize you to pull my credit report. I didn't authorize you. I'm trying to still figure out, am I driving this car because you promised that I would buy it? Now apparently you're pulling my credit. Or was I getting my vehicle serviced and my salesman Ray?
I was just trying to see if I could work a deal on the vehicle of your dreams.
You've never been able to work a vehicle out of my dreams. I've always bought beneath because you tried to jack me around. Now, don't tell me this was all you. I brought my car in.
It was running. Hold on a second, sir.
Yeah, and since when do you yell at the customers like this?
Hold on a second, sir. I have him on the phone now, sir.
What?
When will you be returning the vehicle, please, sir?
When my car is ready.
He says when his car is ready.
Right.
Sir?
Well, suddenly we're Mr. Polite here, too, aren't we?
Sir?
Yes, sir.
There has been a mistake.
That's not my mistake. It's your mistake.
I am to inform you.
You're informing me.
That vehicle that you're driving.
Yeah.
I think it's like
$78,999 it's a 21, and it is third row seating leather. You can fit like a family of eight in this car,
sir. If you notice,
it drives itself.
If you notice, the steering wheel on that vehicle is on the wrong side of the vehicle.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Demo that came to us on a direct import. As a demo.
Yeah. You get used to it pretty damn quick. When's my car going to be ready, Ray?
If you happen to work for the post office, it's a vehicle for you. It's a very... Why do I do this?
When's my car going to... Yes, Mr. Conlon, Mr. Ray Conlon, when's my car going to be ready?
Your vehicle, unfortunately...
Oh, and how did we find this out? Unfortunately, you told me 3 to 4 days, gave me a loaner. Mr. Ray Conlon, when's my vehicle going to be ready?
This dealership has done everything by the book on your vehicle, and what our technicians did on discovering two adult vermin and then 30 pinkies.
Yeah.
And they treated the lower carriage and sealed it with Visqueen and placed it on a flatbed truck to send it to our Tampa facility that has hazmat rating to deal with this sort of thing for a vermin infestation.
Mm-hmm. Guess where that loaner car is parked right now, Ray? Right where I would park my car if I was here with my own car. And when I take it home, it's parked in the same spot where I park right by where I live. So now the thing
can
is...
Can you bring the JV car back now?
Nope. Can't do it, Ray. Can't do
you
it.
You son of a...
Nope. Sorry, I lost you. Have your mechanics get in touch with me when I can pick up my car. Jeez. You wonder why I can't do business with you.
As for Mom, she'll be thrilled with the radio that never forgets. Besides turning on appliances automatically, it can be set to remind Mom when her favorite program is on the air. And now, another chapter in the lives of...
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition. We'll check traffic here in a second. News with Mark Haney. I'm going to tell you this. I am not a Trekkie. I'm not a Trekkie. I'm not a Warzy. I'm not a Warzy or a Trekkie.
Are you anything?
I enjoy your Star Wars and I enjoy your Star Treks.
You're a fan of 90 Day Fiancé. Oh,
don't even get me started.
What are they called?
People that are disturbed. I mean, I admit it. I can't believe I watch that garbage. But once you watch it, you're hooked.
You got an update?
Oh, this season wrapped up. They had the tell-all as to why their relationships worked or didn't work. And let's see, how many of them worked on this one? One. One worked out of seven.
Is there a new season of The Fat Doctor coming out?
Oh, he's on now, but I don't watch him anymore because I'm overloaded on 600 pound. But that's...
So that's what you're watching now?
No. I go back to Star Trek. You Trekkies out there, I'm with you, but I'm not a Trekkie. CBS All Access. This is the other thing. Television, as we know it, is trying to evolve. I like my cable TV, put on the channels, put on the ball game, but you got Netflix, you got Hulu, you got CBS All Access, you got Amazon Prime. And so a program that I wanted to watch was on this CBS All Access. Well, at any rate, I thought
the only thing on that was Star Trek.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Well, there's a lot of other things, but Star Trek caught my eye because they have the series over there, Picard, where it's, what's his name, Patrick Stewart is playing Picard again, but it's 30 years after Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah, and he's all lefty, right?
It's different. You see, he left the Federation because they screwed up colonizing a planet because the Federation, I think, invaded Mars.
Okay. Is he still part of the Borg?
Well, this is what this whole series is. Star Trek Picard. They have a disassembled Borg floating out there, and they're trying to reassimilate everybody back from the Borg, like they did with him, back into their societies and stuff. But there's a droid on their Data, his offspring. One of his offspring is on this Borg. And I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be completely honest with you. It pulled me in. So now I'm watching all these episodes of Picard.
But he's not in the Federation.
He got kicked out of the Federation.
Does he even have a ship?
He had to commandeer one from a rogue pilot.
Because it looks to me, based on the picture that I'm seeing from the show, that he's moved to, like, Kansas.
No. He lives...
He has a dog.
He lives on his vineyard in France.
But he has a dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a great dog. And he commandeers a ship. But they can, on this ship, they can do a hologram to make it look like he's at his home in France.
So he's not. He's commandeered a ship.
Part of it is he's at home. But after he commandeered the ship, they made a room look like his house.
So how did he commandeer a ship from a vineyard in France without the Federation behind him?
Well, he tried to talk to the Federation about getting a ship, but the head of the Federation's no good. A spy.
And spy for Romulans? Klingons?
Klingons. And he has to go and find other ways. So he finds his old friend who he backstabbed when he left the Federation.
Picard did.
Yeah, and she got him in touch with a guy that could get him a ship.
Who's that, Kate Mulgrew?
Yeah. No, not her. That's not her. But you see a lot of the old characters come back, like they were years ago and all that, except they're older. So I'm hooked watching that.
What about Riker?
He comes up later on in the season, because he directed the last one I saw.
Riker did?
Yeah, Frakes. And he's comes up, I guess, later on because I've seen a few previews. But I'll admit it hooked me, and so here I am, another pay service.
But you're not a Trekkie.
Oh, I'm not a Trekkie. That's why I can't describe it as well as a Trekkie can. Now, I'd ask Junior, but Junior's a Warzy. He knows the Star Wars, nothing about the Trek.
How well does he know the Star Wars?
All right. We got about a minute before we have to start.
I know the Star Wars fairly well.
Ask him. Who's
Darth Maul?
He's a Sith Lord in The Phantom Menace.
But what's his deal?
What's his deal? I don't know. He's on the dark side.
I thought you said you're a Warzy.
What kind of question is, what's his deal?
You didn't like his question?
He just told you what the deal was with Picard.
Yeah.
So the deal with Darth Maul is that he's a Sith Lord.
Where is Hoth?
Hoth? In space?
Is he giving you the correct answers?
No. It's very lazy.
Well, lazy. Half-assed answers.
Mm-hmm. I don't have the coordinates to Hoth.
How does a lightsaber work?
Kyber crystal.
Is he right?
I don't know.
Absolutely right.
Let's get you updated on traffic. And that segment is for all of you Trekkie and Warzies out there, because whenever we bring this stuff up, battle lines are drawn.
Is Boba Fett a good guy or a bad guy?
Bad guy.
Why?
Because he's a bounty hunter.
So's Dog.
He freezes Han Solo in carbonite, sells him to Jabba the Hutt.
Who's Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah, who's Jabba?
Big fat lizard guy, I don't know.
Well, what's his deal?
He's like a mafia leader.
Ah.
Who's Greedo?
That I don't know.
You know, don't you?
Yeah, Greedo's the guy that in the very first movie Han Solo shot under the table.
Oh, I knew that.
Right.
Then why didn't you say?
It just didn't pop into my head.
How did it feel when Landau came back in this one?
I didn't like the last one. Mm.
Even with Landau Calrissian?
It was cheesy.
Let's get you updated in traffic. He really proved himself to be a Warzy there. Psh, come on.
What is Yoda?
Well, yeah, what is he?
No one knows.
I thought he was a Jedi
master. Are you talking like species or?
He was a Jedi master.
He's a Jedi master, yeah.
What species is he?
No one knows.
Muppet. He's a Muppet.
Are there others like Yoda?
There's a baby Yoda.
But I mean, is there a civilization of Yodas like there's a civilization of Wookiees?
No one knows.
These aren't the answers you want, are they?
No. I guess it's not the droids we're looking for.
Yep.
Move along.
One thing on the board, it's a hit and run. Fort Myers Beach, San Carlos Boulevard at Cava Culture. Fort Myers Beach.
Do you even know what the climate is on Hoth?
It's very cold. Very snowy.
It's classified as an ice planet, Junior.
Yep. Mark Haney and the news starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
I do think I'm more like Trekkie than Warzy, though.
Near mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, June 17th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Absolute Law text line. Junior is a sad, sad Warzy.
Well, let's give him one more chance.
All right.
What is Princess Leia's name and what is her home planet?
Leia Organa. Alderaan.
Mm-hmm. And where's Alderaan?
It's in space, dude. I don't have the coordinates.
No, it was destroyed by the Death Star.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's not in space.
Yep. Thank you, Haney.
I find your lack of faith disturbing. Where is the largest pyramid in the world, Stan?
Well, my head would say, oh, that's Egypt. We were just talking about it because it's so cool in the pyramid.
Yeah, but evidently not cool enough.
No. So I would say it has to be like a Mayan pyramid because it's not, it's too obvious to say Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So where is it?
It's in Mexico.
Yep.
And it is completely covered in grass and trees, and it has a church built on top of it, so you don't even know it's there.
Yep. But if you go inside it, it's a cool 56 degrees.
I thought it was 68.
Whatever.
But I'm not going to argue about it. Because, yeah, hey, dude, pyramid, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
Cave is the same as a pyramid.
Yeah. And a salt mine, too.
Yep. You're going to have to come up with a little more than a gigantic pyramid if you want to impress me. Okay?
Brah.
I'm not even going to bother phrasing it as a question because you're right. When I ask the question, you'll think, oh, that would be too obvious. So I'll just state the fact.
All right.
Times have changed when it comes to America and where we're getting our energy from, because we do a lot ourselves now. But it may not have occurred to you, the United States imports more oil from Canada than from all Middle Eastern countries combined.
Tell that to a young Haney or a young Stan, say, circa
1974, yeah. Waiting in the gas line on even or odd-numbered days.
Depending on what your license plate was.
If you put them all together, and this is tricky, if you put all man-made objects on Earth together, how much would they weigh?
What are you talking about, like weighing the Empire State Building, then the Sears Tower, and
Pyramids. Back scratchers. Everything man-made.
There is an actual number of the weight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's in the billions of pounds. I don't know.
30 million tons.
30 million. That's a lot of weight. Yeah.
Now, Stan, you know the U.S. presidents like nobody's business.
Yeah.
You are also pretty, pretty good when it comes to obscure baseball facts.
Sometimes, yeah.
Now, for the game of baseball to work, it relies on a certain set of rules. And one of the most basic rules of baseball is that there are two teams involved. Has there ever been a professional baseball game played amongst three teams?
If it was, and I'm not saying that it is or that it isn't, if it was, well, let me think about this, because New York only has two teams now. California has what? You got your Padres, your Dodgers, your Angels. Yeah. It would have to be, if it did happen, it would have to be a long time ago in New York when there were three teams, or not that long ago in California when there were three teams.
As usual, your first instinct is the best. There was a three-way professional baseball game in 1944. The Yankees, Dodgers, and Giants played a game to raise money for World War II. Each team, there were three of them.
Yeah.
Each team batted three times against both other teams' pitching and defense, and the Dodgers won.
Ah, those Brooklyn bums.
I think that's inappropriate, Stan. Just,
that's what they were called, just, dem bums.
Just check yourself before you
what
wreck yourself.
What the hell? That's what it was.
Look, this is not 1944.
You brought up 1944.
In a historical context, but that's probably wrong and we should tear it down.
I want you, Junior, to look up online and see if there is a drawing of the Brooklyn Dodger bum.
Was that an actual mascot?
I think it was for a while. They had a mascot because they were called Dem Bums.
The Bums of Brooklyn.
Yes.
So were they all drunk holding out a tin cup?
I remember it was extremely offensive. But
so it offended you?
I thought it was a very good rendition of a bum. And it was the Brooklyn Dodger... Is that it? Zoom it in so I can see.
Well, he's holding a sunflower.
Yep, that's him.
Yep.
That's the Brooklyn bum right there.
Is that a sword?
I don't know. I don't think that's part of the picture. It's a little... Oh, that's the part of the Dodger logo. If he scrolls it down, it's the Dodger logo.
All right. But that's looks like he's got a burrito in his pocket.
But that's the bum. Well, probably.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Oh, please ask Junior if he knows what TIE from the TIE Fighter stands for. What does the TIE in TIE Fighter stand for?
Twin Ion Engine.
You know what I don't think Junior grasps is that he can't win. If he answers correctly, he mm-hmm. sounds like a dork.
Mm-hmm.
But if he can't answer, then he sounds like a braggart.
Yep. Yeah. What was it again?
Twin Ion Engine.
Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. And he's our only producer that does this, and I don't mind it. But he already knew the answer. Because he clicks on to our text line before I can click, and he already put the answer. You knew the answer. You didn't know the answer, but you knew the answer because you read the text before I did.
People don't realize I can read the text, too.
Yeah. What is the planet of Tatooine known for, a physical feature?
Sand.
Yes, but there's something else that's pretty definitive. You know, that they use in their tourist ads.
Their tourist ads? What?
Well, they're kind of big on showing off their twin sons.
Yeah. Has two sons. Even I knew that.
And you're a Trekkie.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be a Trekkie, because after Star Trek The Next Generation, I didn't like it. Now, I like the Star Trek movies, even the new ones.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, we digress.
Well, a major smuggling ring will be put out of business by this.
Thank goodness.
You can finally stop smuggling bags of special Doritos from Canada now. Doritos has now begun selling pickle-flavored Doritos. They've been available for years in other countries, and now they finally brought them to the United States.
They're also known for moisture farming, Haney.
That is absolutely true. I don't want to be a moisture farmer. What are you talking about, old Ben Kenobi? Oh, come on, R2. You can get them at Dollar General and Circle K. They're on sale for a limited time.
All right.
So if you're interested, you better act fast.
Yep.
There's your good news. And now the flip side. Back in 2002, on July 11th, which if you write the date out, comes out to 7/11, 7-Eleven held its first free Slurpee Day, and they've done it again. Every time July 11th rolled around, you know, where you take in a kiddie pool and fill it with Slurpee. 7-Eleven just canceled free Slurpee Day for the first time because of, quote, uncertainties associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. The only way you're getting a free Slurpee this year,
yeah,
is if you're a member of 7-Eleven's exclusive loyalty app.
Oh, damn it. I'm a Wawa exclusive, but not a 7-Eleven.
I don't think you can be both. They know.
I'm a racetrack, too, but I'm not a 7-Eleven.
If you do that, they'll send you a coupon for one.
Oh, come on.
And who's going to remember that? I got to print out the coupon so I can go to 7-Eleven for a free 2.5-ounce Slurpee.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there is a 36-year-old man named Matthew Stinson. And Sunday afternoon, he thought it would be a great idea to pull a knife on a clerk at a hotel in Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, nobody knows why he was mad enough to pull a knife on a hotel clerk. He took off before the police arrived at the hotel. But they did find him about 6 hours later. And he attempted to make a big getaway. How?
How?
By throwing a can of White Claw at police officers.
It's like being thrown acid.
He missed, and he was caught after a short chase. He's been charged with resisting arrest, making terroristic threats, and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. The last charge is about the knife, by the way. I guess they don't consider the White Claw necessarily a deadly weapon.
It's like acid.
He's hurling missiles. Watch out, he's got a White Claw!
Oh my God, my eyes!
White Claw, White Claw! And that's the news for today, Wednesday, June 17th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, selling it like it
is. Either loud or quiet or... Haney, Darth Maul...
Thank you.
...is a Z-Bark from...
Dathomir.
Who asked you? Kidnapped by Sidus.
Siths.
S-I-D-O-U-S.
Oh, what is that, Sidious?
He must have meant Sidious, yeah.
Son to Mother Talza, trained to be a Sith assassin. How come when he asked you that, you didn't know?
I knew that. I didn't know I had to explain his whole backstory.
Yet the Warzies out there, and
but
they are in force.
He knew it. He knew it.
That's from the animated series, the Clone Wars.
He knows all about it. He got it, yeah.
I got it.
These Warzies out here know a hell of a lot.
He just didn't want to say. Right?
Takes too long to explain. It's a long backstory.
I don't know. He did it in a line and a half on the text. Junior, who is Chewbacca's son?
Dude, I don't know.
That's probably from the animated series.
Yeah, it's animated series. That's from the books. Absolute Law text line. Thank you for the bad news, Haney. That's my birthday. No free Slurpees.
Sorry.
We'll be back.
Life's a bitch.
Yep.
And then, yeah.
We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Wednesday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Let's get you one last traffic update for your drive home. Okay, one thing on the board. It's in Fort Myers. It's a crash. Palm Beach Boulevard and Buckingham Road. And you are up to date.
You got a gal you love her Sunday, then you got another for Monday.
Ain't nobody's business but my own.
Yeah!
Sitting by the phone waiting for your call. You're out somewhere having a ball.
That ain't nobody's business but my own.
Your toes are tapping, Stan.
Oh, I love it.
All night long you're playing poker. Tell me, what's the name of that joker?
Ain't nobody's business but my own. You tell her. I come over and say, here I am. And then I hear the back door slam.
That ain't nobody's business but my own.
Settling down when I bring a ring, you're not around.
Well, I'll be there the next time that you call. So let's not fuss and let's not fight.
I'm sick and tired of saying goodnight.
Well, let's make up and hold each other tight.
Love each other in all kinds of weather. Let's go into business together. We can start a business of our own.
Now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I love crazy cities. I love it. I live in New York. It's crazy. And I love it. Here's what I love about living in a crazy city. When you live in a crazy city for a long time, you forget that the rest of the world doesn't function like that lunatic farm you've been living on. Yeah. You forget there's humanity out there. I was driving in Pennsylvania a few months ago, and I had to pee, like, really bad. And I pull over at this pizza place, and I run in. I run up to the guy. I'm like, I gotta pee! I gotta pee bad! The guy's like, And I go, what do I gotta buy? Quick, tell me! What do I gotta buy? He's like, just go pee, you psycho! What the hell's wrong with you? I was like, oh yeah, I'm not in New York anymore. Everything is in a cutthroat money barter everywhere else. It's hard to find humanity when you live in a big city, you know? It's too ambitious. Everybody's like, get the f*** out of my way! What do you have? I want it! Give it to me! Then you go to Pennsylvania, they're like, just go pee. It's a big deal.
I was just staring at this guy in disbelief. It's like, oh my God, he's so sweet. He's so innocent. I could take this pizza place from him.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Stanley.
Yes, yes, sir.
Ray down at the dealership.
Oh, hey, Ray, I haven't heard from you. What's going on?
Well, I'm glad to finally reach you, sir.
Yes, yes. Why, you've been trying to get a hold of me, Ray?
I've left you voicemail after voicemail and text after text.
Sorry, I'm on the air, Ray, and apparently you found a way to get a hold of me. You called me on the air.
Well, normally, I don't like to bother people at what they list as their work number.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to get a hold of you for several days.
What can I do for, what can I do for you, Ray?
First of all, are you enjoying that loaner?
Yes, I am. I am. You know how you guys do it at the dealerships. I bring in my car for a service, and you give me a brand new one, couple of models higher, so it really gets the old mouth a-watering that if, boy, I'd like to own that one. And, I love it.
That's pure luxury, isn't it?
It is. It's got power. Everything digital. Everything's illuminated in there. It's got all the room, real leather. It's awesome. Thank you, Ray. You know, I call that service. That's service. When you go to a dealership like yours, Ray, that's service when you get a brand new car to take out as the loaner.
And I tell you, some of the technology on that, the collision avoidance and all that.
Yep.
Yeah, that camera's got, that car's got more cameras than a Hollywood movie producer.
Yep. All that lane stabilization and all that, you know, heads up driving. You don't have to be distracted. And I love the satellite radio and the Bluetooth and the navigation. That's really a nice car, Ray. Thank you, buddy.
Have you tried out that button where it damn near drives itself?
I have not. I'm afraid to touch that one. I don't know. You know, I still like to have control of the wheel, Ray.
You and me both. I've never been a big fan of robots.
Yep. Let me drive. Save that when I need it. But
well,
thank you.
I sure am glad to hear that you've been enjoying it. First of all, let's talk about your current vehicle.
Yeah, what was wrong with it? And is it ready?
No, sir, it's not ready.
Well, then I'm keeping the loaner.
Let me explain to you what the situation is.
You made it on a handshake, Ray. You handshaked me, said, take this beauty out. We'll let you know when your car is ready. Haven't heard anything from your shop, and I'm still driving
Stan,
it. Until I get my car, I'm keeping, and I'm going to put a lot of miles on it.
I told them that you are a good customer and that you always come in with a good, clean trade.
Yeah, what's wrong with... I'm holding. Good, clean trade. Ray, I'm not trading my car in. I brought it in for service. What did you tell them?
I said nothing but good things about you. And said
about
you
could
be trusted that you've always maintained your vehicles properly. But
yeah.
I don't know if all of a sudden you've gone off and got on drugs or whatever.
What the?
I don't know if you're living in the ghetto or what.
What are you driving at? What's wrong with my car? It's I keep it as
your
good as any of my other cars.
Hey, your car is on the back of a flatbed truck on the way to Tampa to see if they can salvage it.
What?
They found 32 rats living inside that car.
I brought my car in.
It was
running.
Hold on a second, sir.
Yep. And since when do you yell at the customers like this?
Hold on.
When
a second,
do you yell
sir.
Like that?
I have him on the phone now, sir.
Who? What?
When will you be returning the vehicle, please, sir?
When my car is ready.
He says when his car is ready. Sir?
Well, suddenly we're Mr. Polite here, too, aren't we?
Sir?
Yes, sir.
There has been a mistake.
That's not my mistake. It's your mistake.
I am to inform you.
You're informing me.
That vehicle that you're driving
yeah. I think
does
it's
not
like
belong to you.
$78,999 for the it's a 21, and it is third row seating.
Your vehicle, unfortunately.
Oh, and how did we find this out? Unfortunately, you told me 3 to 4 days, gave me a loaner. Mr. Ray Conlon, when's my vehicle going to be ready?
This dealership had done everything by the book on your vehicle, and what our technicians did on discovering two adult vermin and then 30 pinkies.
Yeah.
And they treated the lower carriage and sealed it with Visqueen and placed it on a flatbed truck to send it to our Tampa facility that has hazmat rating to deal with this sort of thing for a vermin infestation.
Mm-hmm. Guess where that loaner car is parked right now, Ray? Right where I would park my car if I was here with my own car. And when I take it home, it's parked in the same spot where I park right by where I live. So if Now, the thing is,
you bring the JV car back now.
Nope. Can't do it, Ray. Can't do
you
it.
You son of a...
Nope. Sorry. I lost you.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.